Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 152, When Health and Fitness Isn't Really Healthy and What to Do About It, by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com. And I'm your host and narrator, Dr. Neil. Happy Tuesday and happy Valentine's Day. Welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read some of the best health and fitness blogs to you, sometimes with a little bit of commentary. And I answer your questions every Friday, so you can send one in at oldpodcast.com. If you do, you'll be entered into small, special raffles to win books from us. Now, my wife and I aren't actually going to celebrate Valentine's Day today. We're actually going to celebrate later this weekend. We've actually had some family visiting from out of town. Plus, we like to kind of avoid the crowds. We prefer to have most of the server's attention instead of having them run around like crazy trying to serve everyone else. Plus, it gives me more time to chat with you all. All right, so let's jump right to today's post as we optimize your life. When Health and Fitness Isn't Really Healthy and What to Do About It, by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com. Health and fitness. Think about that phrase for a moment. Health and fitness. What does it mean? While the exact definition may vary from person to person, I think it expresses a sentiment of improving your quality of life by building a strong, resilient, functional body that ultimately serves you. The details, such as exactly how that's accomplished, whether through strength training, organized exercise, sporting events, physically active hobbies, etc., can be debated, but one would think it's about establishing sustainable habits so you not only reap short-term benefits, but long-term benefits too, like a decreased risk for disease. And ultimately, a health and fitness regimen should enhance your life and not dominate it. However, if you thumb through some of the latest magazines and scroll through popular websites, that's not always the impression we're getting. Health and fitness. Some resources have turned it into a game of constantly striving to reach a lower body weight, coupled with strict dieting methods and long, grueling workout routines. Often it looks like a race to see who can eat the least and work out the most. And sometimes the information is just downright degrading. Where health and fitness has gotten off track. Instead of focusing simply on eating better in a sustainable way, like eating mostly real, whole, natural foods, we opt instead for the latest rapid fat loss diet that has a list of forbidden foods that can often lead to binge eating and other disordered eating habits. Inevitably, we combine this dieting mentality with a rigorous workout routine that often leads to burnout, overuse injuries, and exhaustion. I'm no exception. I've been guilty of this before. For a period of time, I had lost sight of what truly mattered, building a stronger body that serves me while improving my overall health, and focused instead on trying to build a perfect-looking body. As a result, my self-worth was tied to a series of numbers, and I always felt like I was falling short. I could be leaner, I thought as I looked in the mirror. I could do an extra workout, I'd proclaim as I forced myself to wake up early for an additional cardio session. "This is going to make me fat," I uttered as I ate a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. My, quote, health and fitness routine was causing excess anxiety as I constantly tried to chase the perfect body and compelled me to diet harder, work out longer, and push through exhaustion and mental fatigue. In retrospect, this is certainly not health and fitness. Thankfully, many years ago, I got back on track and rid my life of anxiety caused by health and fitness and returned back to the simple basics that provided me the majority of the results without the unnecessary stress. While looking good always has and likely always will be something I want to maintain, I'm now able to look beyond just the physical benefits I've achieved from choosing to eat well and working out consistently. I want my body to serve me and allow me to live an awesome life. It's important that I have a high level of overall health so I can participate in nearly any physical activity I want, be it hiking, kayaking, ski boarding, bouldering, or anything else. Training smart to ensure I don't acquire another terrible injury has taken priority over getting strong, regardless of the consequences. I'm not afraid to listen to my body and back off when things don't feel quite right, instead of allowing my ego to take control and pushing through fatigue or a nagging injury. Perhaps you've gotten off track with your health and fitness routine. Maybe you're spending too much time dieting and working out, and you'd like to put the, quote, health and fitness back into your regimen. How to get back on track. It's time to put the health and fitness back into our habits and routines and remember why we make an effort to eat well and work out. To begin, we would be wise to follow the sage advice from Brad Pylon. Quote, beware the person selling suffering as dedication, exhaustion as virtue, and obsession as health. End quote. Allow that to sink in for a moment. Your health and fitness regimen should not require you to suffer or force you to revolve your life around a particular plan. Another way to apply this suggestion is to not read magazines, articles, books, or websites that make you feel badly about yourself, set grossly unrealistic standards, or try to force you into some preconceived ideal mold. And when it comes to examining or even changing your current health and fitness habits, ask yourself the single most important question. Will I still be able to do this 1 month, 6 months, and 1 year from now? Though it's not the least bit sexy or exciting, it would behoove you, really all of us, to adopt simple, flexible, sustainable guidelines that can be tailored to your lifestyle, preferences, and needs. And the goal? Well, that's ultimately up to you, but you can't go wrong with focusing on becoming the strongest, most awesome version of yourself. Not a, quote, new and improved you, and not the images you see littered in the fitness magazines or memes floating around social media, but the best version of yourself. Be proud and love your body not just for how it looks, but for what it can do. The goal should be to build a body that serves you and improves your overall lifestyle. You should work toward applying a few simple guidelines that are as stress-free as possible that you can maintain over the long term. It's time for us to be reminded of what health and fitness truly means and to practice it in our everyday lives. You just listened to the post titled, When Health and Fitness Isn't Really Healthy and What to Do About It by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
It's like in this post, Nia was reading my mind. Those of you longtime listeners know that these are some of the words that I have mentioned on this podcast many times before. Find something, a diet, an exercise regimen that makes you happy, that suits you, that fits within your lifestyle, and guess what? Health, wellness, fitness, happiness will all follow. Now, like I mentioned at the top of the show, I answer your questions right here on the podcast every Friday in special Q&A episodes. You can ask anything related to diet, fitness, nutrition, stress management, and lots more. Just call and leave a message with your question. The phone number is 61-I-LOVE-OHD. Or you can also send in an audio question through our site, oldpodcast.com. And that's a little more friendly if you want to do multiple takes and hear yourself before sending it in. And by the way, if you send in a question, you're entered into special raffles to win books from us every month. And the next raffle is just about 2 weeks away. That's it for today. I hope you have a great rest of your day. And I'll be back tomorrow with a post from Steve Pavlina about getting up early by request. So stay tuned for that, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show, and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's oldpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.